Blog Talk Radio.
For his anger endured but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 30, verse 5. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., November 6th, 2018. In the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well this afternoon, and all is doing great and enjoying being in the Lord this afternoon. We are glad and delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here, Chatting from the Word, hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. I'll get there and say good morning. I'm so glad to be with you this afternoon. I'm so glad to be coming on this afternoon. You know, in Dayton, Ohio, here it's cold and snowy today. And, you know, when you live up here in Ohio, you can expect days like these, where it's cold and snowy and sleety and all that. But at this time of the year, it does that. And we that have been here quite some time, we have come to be accustomed of the way the weather does. Sometimes it can be nice, and sometimes it can be cold and freezy and snowing. But here in Dayton, Ohio, you know something? When the weather is good, it is good. But when it's bad and snowy, it's bad and snowy. So, but we have to just enjoy it all, because all of it is a blessing from my Father, who sits high and looks low. So hear what your brother does on days like these. I just thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for blessing us to be here. Because on yesterday, as I keep saying many times, on yesterday, the day was not even promised to be here. So the only thing we need to do is praise the Lord and thank him of being alive, knowing that many did not wake up to see this day. So we got to recognize that we serve a Lord that truly, truly loves us, and we should be thanking him for this day. As I said, I am so delighted that you are with us on this day, and we have a good lesson for you today. Just like on yesterday, we have a good lesson for you today. And as always, if you want to call in, our call in numbers, area code 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and request for prayer, it's the time to do it at this time. The area code is 657-383-0883. 3. It was Paul who said in Philippians 4 and 5 and Philippians 4, 5 and 6, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. At this time, we're going to take prayer requests. If you have one, call in with your prayer requests if you want Brother Oscar to pray for you here on the air. And if not, if you want to put a comment in the comment section of the program at the bottom, you can do that. If you have a prayer that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, we will do that. Let's put it on the comment box, and we will pray for you and with you. So at this time, will you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father who sits high and looks low, Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father, thanking you, Father, first of all, for this day. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to wake up this morning to a beautiful, beautiful morning, a morning that none of us has never witnessed before. Father, we recognize that is a gift from you, a blessing, a benefit that we had never had before of this day. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to see this day a second chance to make it right with you, Father. So, Father, be with us and help us to always walk in your grace and recognize your love and walk in your ways, Father. Father, we come praying for each listener today. We pray, Father, that you be with them, guide them, help them, Father, through their struggles, through their shortcomings, through the problems that they are having with families, with friends, with loved ones, with neighbors. And Father, we want to pray for those that are having ailments right now with sickness, with high blood pressure, with diabetes, with arthritis, with having a stroke and their body doesn't function as it once did. Father, we pray that you heal their bodies if it be your will. If not, help them to go through those things that they must go through, but still have faith in you, Father, because we recognize sometimes when you're going through something, it's hard to have faith, and Father, we know you recognize that. That's why, Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy, Father. And Father, right now, we thank you for this program. We thank you for Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us that we always will be here for the saints that is in your body. Be here for those that want to know your word. Be here for those that are lost. Be here for those who need to be shown the way. Help us, Father. And Father, be with the message that we have on our hearts. Allow the words that I may say may help someone today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank all of you all that pray with us just then, and you know what? The Bible tells us in James that the prayer of a righteous, the righteous availeth much, and I believe that. I believe that we, as a child of God, when we offer our prayers up to Him, that He hears us and He requests, He give us things that we pray for. And I believe sometimes some of us believe He does it because we do not recognize the blessing when it comes. Because it may not come like we may believe it will come or come when we want it to come. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, we serve a on-time God that knows when to bring your blessing and when to bring you out of the storms that you're in. Because I'm here to tell you this afternoon, it's through those storms that we learn to love God even much more. So we thank you all for praying with us, and we hope and pray that in our prayers that we are reaching out to you, in our prayers that we have prayed for something that ill you, and as I said, if you have a request for us to pray for, we will pray with you and for you. So I do that. I know most are busy at this time. Most may not have time to listen in when it's the 2 o'clock hour, and that's fine, because we are broadcasting after we do the live show here. We broadcast it to the many entities that we're using, and you can hear it and listen to it then. And we're so thankful that you are. And we're so thankful that you're listening to us, and we hope and pray by listening to us that we have helped you to stay on the path that Christ wants you to live by. Because sometimes in this world, we get so bogged down in our humdrum everyday doing things, and we forget how good God is. We forget to see what the word may say. We forget to pray to him. And that's why chatting from the word is here. Because at this time, we can study together to see what's in the word of God. To see what the message of God, what God has to say to us on today. And we hope and pray that the message that we have on our hearts this afternoon may help you in your walk with the Lord. And you all know what I'm getting ready to say. If you've been watching me on YouTube or listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, you know it takes money to bring souls like this to the air. It takes money to do things. You know, sometimes Brother Oscar wished things would be free. But life does not work like that, does it? And many may say, Brother Oscar, why are you asking for monies? We need monies. As I continue on saying, Brother Oscar is not a rich man, but my desire is to keep chatting with you about and from the word of God. And if you truly believe that we are doing a good job here with this program, support this program. Support it. We don't ask for much. We really don't. Whatever your finances can give, that would be appreciated. If it's $1 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $40, $50, whatever amount you can donate a month, it will be good. We here at Chatting from the Word, we will use it to betterment of our program. And if you want to give a one-time donation, that's fine too. And we have a PayPal account if you want to get through that. We have a PayPal account. Pull up PayPal / my name, Oscar York, and my account will show up. And just whatever amount you want to give, you're welcome to give it then. And we also, for both shows on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, we're looking for subscribers. Many are watching my show and chatting from the Word. And I don't look at it as my show. I look at it as our show, because I hope that that this program is helping everybody else, not just me. And it's helping me also. Don't believe it's not, because I'm learning right along with you when I bring lessons to the air to talk and to chat with you about. Your brother here is learning, and I hope and pray that you all feel the same. that you're learning from this program. So go back and watch some of our old programs on YouTube. Subscribe to the show. And when you subscribe to the show, YouTube will notify you when we are broadcasting. And also here at Blog Talk Radio with this show, go back and look at my old show, and listen to my old shows that I've been airing on. So I air 3 or 4 times a day. So go back and look at the old shows and this show here today. If you're not calling in, go back and look at it. Not look at it. Forgive me, I mean look at it. But listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also come to Blog Talk Radio and pull up my old shows and listen to it. You don't have to always listen to through Facebook or other entities that we're on. You can also come to blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword, hosted by your brother here, Brother Oscar. So do that and follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We would very much appreciate it. And if you're not calling in right now to talk with your host, and if you want to call in, as we said, the call-in number, the area code is 657-383-0833. And if you're not calling in, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me. Many have. You can inbox your brother here, and you can talk with him. If you have some encouraging words to give him, that would be good. Because sometimes, brother, you don't get discouraged, and sometimes I need encouragement. We all need encouragement. I believe that's why we are in the body of Christ, to encourage one another. Keep on living, keep on moving, keep on going for the Lord. I believe that, and I know you do too. That we should be in the business, in the body of Christ, of supporting one another. You know, that's why, that's the way the body grows, from within and without, when we are supporting one another and encouraging one another. So I'm on Facebook, inbox me, or you can send me an email to my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and leave me a line or two. But while you're at, you all know what I'm getting ready to say, but while you're at my webpage, we have a bookstore on my webpage. Go to the bookstore, audiobook. I've authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Each book costs $21.50, and if you want to buy both, it's $43. And you know what? Let me tell you this. My phone is ringing. Excuse me. But if you can't afford $43, will help you. You can pay you don't have to pay it right then and there. You can sporadically pay spread out in months if that's what you want to do. But buy a book. Go to my bookstore. Buy your book, please. It will also benefit this program here, also Chatting from the Word, when you buy a book from Oscar York Publishing. All right, I believe we all got all that out. Okay, here we go. The lesson for today is the high calling. The high calling. You know, earlier today when I was studying it, I really didn't know how or which direction I was going to take this. But as I was thinking, I said, what would be a catching subject or a catching title I can use without confusing anyone else? So today we're going to use the title, The High Calling, starting with verse 14. But as I always say, those of you who do not have your Bible, go get your Bible. And for you all that do have your Bible, you know Brother Oscar appreciate it very much when we are studying it, when we're on air, and we bring the lessons. You have your Bible to study along with your brother here. That's encouraging to me. But you all who do not have a copy of God's Word, we're going to give you some time to go get your copy so you can study along with me, because I'm like this. I like to show you what I'm seeing from God's Word. I'm not like other brothers who just babble off at the mouth and don't know what he's talking about. I like to show you from God's Word what I'm talking about. And I appreciate teaching and chatting with you about God's Word. All right, here we go. And we hope those that had to go get the Bible, see that. But we're coming from Philippians 3. And we're going to begin reading at verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and I tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me paint you a picture here. What Apostle Paul is trying to convey to us. Here, after he said he count everything but dung to gain or to win Christ. Here, Paul was encountering everything he did and everything he'd been through and everything he gained. But he said, so that I can win Christ, all those things I did before is worthless. I gave them up so that I can gain more of Christ. And here in verse 12, Paul said, not as though I had already attained, neither either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend, which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. And then Paul said, brother, I count not myself I have to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul said, now I allow Christ to apprehend me. I let Christ catch me. I let Christ control and have the dominion over my life. But to do that, I had to give up some things that was not the fact that they were bad or good, but I wanted to be more in Christ. So I give up my old life so Christ can apprehend me. Most of you know what apprehending means. Most of you know when I'm laughing because what I want to say is most now, awesome. If you commit a crime, and most know what I'm talking about, and you think you're getting away with a crime, and the police catch up with you, and they get you in that custody, that's what you call being apprehended, okay? So I just want to paint that picture for you for a little while. And here Paul said, I have been apprehended by Christ. Paul, Christ, in other words, Christ controls me. It's in my mind. I'm walking in Christ. This is what Paul is trying to convey to us. He's allowed Christ to be all and all in me. And then Paul says in verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, Paul allowed Christ to be all and all in him. You understand? And then Paul says, let us therefore, as men as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. When Paul here used the word perfect, he doesn't mean that we're not going to sin perfect. But the perfect Paul used here is maturity. Paul is trying to say, when we grow to a maturity, we will understand that we must allow Christ to be all and all in us. See, most people today do not understand that. That's why most people today have trouble in the flesh to living for Christ, because they have not reached to that point of maturity, to that point of being perfect, not sinless perfect, let me mind you, because as long as you live in this life, in this world, as you may know, and Brother Oscar's not telling you something that you don't know, it's none of us that are perfect. But this perfect that Paul is talking about, he's talking about to a point of maturity where you are learning, where you are allowing Christ to be your all and all in you. And then Paul said in verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained. That word attaining, and Paul said, we have already achieved. Now let's understand that point. We have already achieved. Paul said we already achieved because we allow Christ to apprehend us. We are pressing toward a high mark, a high calling. We are pressing towards that which is good, because we are leaving our old life behind so Christ can be completely a part of us. And here now Paul is saying that we have already attained, we have already achieved. Now the next step we need to do, since we already achieved, let us walk. Oh, my God. Here it is. Let us walk. Let us walk. What you saying, Paul? Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Paul said that when you reach that maturity, when you attain or achieve, we're going to be walking the same way. We're going to have the same mind. All right? That's just getting good. I believe we're going to finish this on tomorrow. This is another two-part. So I know you say, okay, Brother Oscar, again. Yes, we're going to finish tomorrow. So it's getting good, and we're coming on at the edge of our 30 minutes. And we want to thank you for allowing us to be with you today. So let us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for the day and the many blessings that you brought our way. Father, we pray for each listener. We pray, Father, that they listen with a clear heart, clear mind, clear soul. We pray that all have a good day the rest of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Goodbye, and we hope all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.